WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council is the next governing body to consider a large economic development agreement.
Tonight's City Council agenda includes a proposed agreement with Quadrum Pipe and Tube to locate in the Texas Triangle Park north of Bryan. The council paperwork calls for adding at least $120 million of improvements, resulting in hiring a minimum of 285 employees with a minimum annual payroll of more than $10 million. The city would not annex the land for 10 years, but starting in year four, the city would be paid at least half of what would be collected in property taxes, and the corporation would agree with city development codes. Last week, the Bryan School Board endorsed proceeding with negotiating an agreement. Still to come are terms with Brazos County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former youth soccer coach and reporter for the local Hispanic newspaper is off to prison after admitting to repeated sex crimes against four young boys that began 11 years ago. 48-year-old Jesus Marcano of Bryan entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 40 years and will serve at least 20 before he becomes eligible for parole. The deal was made yesterday prior to the start of jury selection in his trial. Police first heard from a man in his 20s who said Marcano abused him in 2002. A friend of that victim, who lived in the same apartment complex as Marcano, had pictures of victims coming and going. Prosecutors say Marcano met the children and gained the confidence of their parents while coaching and reporting. A Bryan man who was assaulted by three male relatives was arrested for pointing a gun at his attackers after his actions were seen and reported.
Apparently, the defendant was at a park celebrating a birthday, and the victims in this case drove by and said some things to the defendant. Then they stopped and got out of their vehicle and came into the park and got in a fight with the defendant and beat him up. There were three subjects.
Police Lieutenant Shireen Gideon says after the first assault, 23-year-old Robert Moore drove to his father-in-law's home to talk and was approached by the same three men as before. Gideon says that's when Moore threatened them with his shotgun. No shots were fired. Moore was beaten a second time. Then he was arrested after police received a call from a neighbor. Gideon says Moore has not filed a police report from the assaults. She also says if someone attacks you, it's best to report it to police before things escalate. Tuition and fees at Blinn College are going up, in part because the state isn't paying its share of teacher retirement contributions. Spokesman Brandon Webb says it amounts to a combined $6 a credit hour.
Still a very good bargain, especially when we evaluate ourselves on balance with the other 49 community colleges in Texas. That puts us at about the middle of the pack in terms of tuition, and for in-district particularly, and for out-of-district, we rank about, we would be somewhere around 17 among the 50 community colleges, so still quite competitive.
Blinn administrators say the state share of teacher retirement they plan on covering is $1.5 million over the next 2 years. The increases also cover anticipated costs in growing Blinn's distance in online learning and starting a summer orientation program where more advisors will be hired. The mortgage collapse of 5 years ago is giving qualifying homebuyers more opportunities. Paul Turney at the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation says groundbreaking recently took place on a home that was designed and will be built by A&M students.
We partnered with A&M College of Architecture. They had a design class of sophomores that worked on various designs. We picked one that they started with, and we're going to build that. Students will be framing that house this spring. It'll be completed this summer and sold to a qualifying family. And then going forward, we will probably be doing modular homes on concrete foundations in the subdivision is our plan.
36 lots are in the Falls Creek subdivision, located off Mumford Road, south of FM 2818 near Bryan. Down payment assistance of up to $30,000 is available. And the Fertilizer Institute is the nationwide trade association representing fertilizer manufacturers. Spokeswoman Kathy Mathers says it's unusual at this time of year to have the volume of product to generate the size of explosion that happened last week in West.
It catches everyone's attention because it is completely foreign to our industry.
Mathers says this is the off season because farmers have already fertilized their crops. On the first day back to school, West Superintendent Marty Crawford says only 5 of 470 students were absent, which is something good for kids and parents alike.
We think it's twofold in what we're trying to do here the next 30 days, and certainly we've got a lot of long-term planning that we're going to have to do as this district rebuilds itself.
Children through 6th grade remained at the West Elementary School, while 7th through 12th graders were transported to Connolly. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 65 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Want your dog to actually sleep when you do? Bring them to PlayCare at Waggy Pet Zone. There are several PlayCare packages available to suit your budget, and they'll love coming to Waggy Pet Zone to socialize with their best doggy buds. If it breaks your heart to leave your dog at home, bring them to Waggy Pet Zone's PlayCare, a completely supervised, cage-free group play day for spayed and neutered dogs of all breeds and ages. Give them a call, 693-9663. That's 693-9663. Or click on WaggyPetZone.com for details.
713, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-way.
For today, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies at times. Temperatures getting into the 70s during this afternoon. And tonight, mainly cloudy, could be a stray shower as temperatures fall down to near 50. It will be a cooler day on Wednesday with a lot of clouds around and just the chance of maybe a shower or isolated thunderstorm. High temperature low to mid-60s. Risk of showers Wednesday night mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Thursday. Mostly cloudy and back up to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We're going to find out where Peyton Little's headed. She's leaving the A&M women's basketball program. Where Luke Jokel could be going in the pros, plus playoff action and more with sports. And we'll do that for you here at about 7:50.
Yeah, exciting news on the Director's Cup. You know what that is. It used to be called the Sears Cup. And then I think they lost it to Learfield. But it's the overall best performing athletic department, you know. The first year that they did this, North Carolina won it. It was in 1994. And every year since then, Stanford's won it. So it's pretty much the Stanford Cup.
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, and again, they do all sorts of different sports. And but apparently Stanford is going to lose its lead. Later this week, they will announce Michigan.
Wow.
Is the new number one. And it'll be interesting to see what happens because Texas A&M was number 9 earlier this year.
Huh.
But we got men's and women's basketball we got to get through.
And baseball.
Yeah. And baseball. Now, but I went through and I did a little research because I got nothing else to do. I mean, about some of the sports that are in there that most schools, certainly in the SEC, are not taking advantage of.
I'm guessing it's like lacrosse, field hockey.
No, they're not included.
Oh, okay.
Wrestling. Okay.
Okay.
Wrestling ain't in there.
Nope.
And, of course, that's real big in the Big 12. Oklahoma State, you know, has been good for years. I think Penn State's the national champion. But, for instance, fencing. Why don't we have fencing? I know guys that can put up all kinds of fences. I mean, they can put a hurricane fence. They can
you
put
know,
up
a
oh my gosh.
Darn well, that ain't it.
Oh.
Princeton is the national champion in fencing.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah. Skiing. Why do we have skiing? You know,
hey,
we
got
saying?
Aggie. We got Aggie Mountain.
We do. It would seem that we ought to have a skiing team.
I love skiing.
It's tough to, you know, practice a lot, but we got that going for us. Riflery. We don't have a rifle team. We used to a long time
we
ago.
We could do that. Sure. I'm sure there's plenty of Aggies who know how to handle
we have firearms. We have a rifle precision drill team.
Yeah, that's not it, though.
Not the same.
This will be a shocker. The like number one and two teams in rifle are West Virginia and Kentucky because they do it for food. And and then one that Kevin, I think you would enjoy is if Texas A&M would get involved in intercollegiate women's ice hockey.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah,
you could be the coach and I could be on the team.
I don't think we went that far. I think I was just suggesting maybe they could have an intercollegiate team. Anyway, Boston College, Boston University, Harvard. Of course, they're all three pretty much. Travel expenses are not too high when you got Boston College, BU, and Harvard all playing one another. MIT, they probably have one too. But anyhow, I'm just saying there are some opportunities there to kind of open up the tent a little bit and bring in some more athletic teams that could, you know, help A&M move up in the Director's Cup. So we'll see how that works out for us. Okay. So I just was reading this morning also, we were talking about the sequester and how that is having a negative impact on people traveling because they're having to stand in line longer and all that because they're furloughing employees. And I'd forgotten this, that the head of the TSA's name is John Pistol. I'm just saying.
Because he is.
I thought that was interesting. I
mean, oh, it could be pistol like a flower pistol.
His name used to be John Handgun, but he changed it. No, it's spelled differently. It's
politically incorrect.
Yeah, it's spelled differently, but it's still pronounced the same way. So,
His name is Pistol, like with an I?
It's like P-I-S-T-O-L-E. I love spelling on the radio.
Okay.
So, do you have a preferred location in the elevator? A recent study from people who obviously had too much time and grant money looked at elevator behavior and positioning and found some stereotypes going up and down.
Interest is one of them away from the weird guy? Well, that would be.
Now, we have, of course, we have two elevators here in our building. There are, again, not a lot of buildings that have elevators, but it's fun because this is an elevator. We have a an atrium here in the building at the Crystal Park Plaza. And so as a result, about 75% of the elevator is glass. I mean, you're overlooking the atrium. And so I think that your behavior is slightly different than if you're in your standard elevator that doesn't have any windows.
Or the ones that are all so reflective.
Right, or that. And again, I don't know that they factor that into it. But, you know, here on this elevator, I always try to talk to people, you know, whenever possible. If they look friendly or whatever. And obviously, I always try to with the UPS and the FedEx folks because they got a tough job.
But, yeah, they do.
Yeah, but I don't know that we talk so much among other workers on other floors, you know, because we're up at the top floor and, you know, how long a conversation can you have in a floor? Yeah. So, but nonetheless, how you stand and how you act and how you move. Generally, higher ups, especially men, prefer standing in the back of the box. Young men prefer the middle. Women position themselves near the door regardless of their age.
Interesting.
There you are.
That's true. I mean, or I was sitting thinking, I wonder what he's going to say. I like my back to the wall facing the buttons.
Ah.
I didn't know that I liked that.
Wait a minute. Whoa. How do you have your back to the wall and you're facing the buttons on our elevator?
Because I'm facing, like, if you get into the elevator, the buttons are on the right.
Yeah.
I put my back on the left wall and look towards the buttons.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That way
Can you tell me why?
I was sitting thinking about it. I don't know if it's because I always get off and walk to the right when I get off the elevator. I don't know. Mm. I just realized thinking about it, I always stand in that same spot.
There are some pet peeves where elevator travel is concerned. Topping the list was talking on a cell phone during the ride. followed by...
I would say farting is number one on my list. I don't mind someone talking on the phone, but if they're going to be passing gas, I wish they'd do that in the bathroom.
Okie dokie.
I'm just saying. I mean,
I was just leaving some silence so we could edit that out later. Okay.
The point of the show.
Fine. It's okay.
Be honest.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. We usually try to be a little bit more genteel than that. That's okay.
Oh,
anyway.
Please.
So, also not holding the door, standing too close, and taking the elevator to go up one floor instead of using the stairs.
That's a pet peeve.
Oh, I don't care if other people do.
You know, whatever. So, but I mean, and again, there are a couple of situations where I ride in elevators, and I find it interesting when people don't get into the elevator because there are already too many people. They think there are already too many people in there, okay? I mean, one of these elevators I get into is in a hospital, okay? They've got enough room for a bed in there, but there are people who just, it's too close. They don't like that. Hello?
Hey, what does it say about people who like to get in and just stare at the back wall?
Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, you mean, well, not in our elevator, it's okay because it's glass.
I generally do.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're talking about staring into a blank wall, I'm not sure. I guess it would be some sense of...
At that point, you ride by yourself because I'm not getting in there with you.
Yeah, antisocial. Yeah, that's the other thing. If you see somebody who's going to get in the elevator, just... Because here you can do that. You know, here you can look over there and say, oh, they're getting in the elevator. I think I'll wait. Yeah.
We just dive into the bathroom,
that's
which is
exactly
right by the elevator.
Right. You can do that. Yeah, that's... But then also, you know, the riding in elevators with people who have been smoking downstairs and outside. I kind of don't like that.
Not so bad.
Well, again, it kind of...
It could smell worse.
Yes, I know. You've already told us that.
Come on.
If you're shopping for a car, take a woman along. New research from leasetrader.com says women are much more likely to get a better deal. Seems that women are taking a more active role in buying cars these days and usually do more homework than men. Well, of course, we're guys. We think we know. Women tend to ask more questions. See, guys don't. If a guy asks a question, it means he's admitting he doesn't know something. And guys hate doing that. But she'll ask about reliability and safety and quality, while men will focus on performance and style. Men are also more likely to have their mindset pretty well in place before they go in, whereas a woman, on the other hand, comes in, takes a distance from any kind of negotiation, and is really a shopper when it comes to cars. Yeah, guys don't... Well, of course, guys don't shop over much. You know what I'm saying?
No, men buy.
That's right.
We don't shop. Don't, a. B, when a guy's looking at a car...
Yeah.
It's shiny.
Yeah, exactly. How fast does it go?
Oh.
The things that really matter, you know?
Without question.
Yeah. Matter to men.
Gas mileage? Nah, we don't care anything about that. We want to know how fast it'll go and how it's going to look going down the street with us driving it. Those are the things that are important to guys.
Yes.
Sorry, you singles with Androids and Blackberries and Windows or your old school cell phones, your iPhone toting compatriots are getting more first date action than you are. A survey conducted by Match.com drew on singles in both in-service and outside its service, and 5,000 non-married men and women in U.S. America were asked more than 200 questions, including whether they had been on one or more first dates in the last year. None were in a serious relationship. The results, broken down by the type of smartphone, looked like this. 49% of iPhone singles went on at least one first date in the last year. Next up were your Windows phone users at 46% of whom first dated, your Android users in at 42%. Just 27% of your old school feature phone owners went on a first date in 2010.
Well, maybe that was my problem.
Is that it? Have you got a new phone? Are things better now?
No, I have a new phone.
Oh, okay. All right. See. Again, you just look, you never know. You never know what it is that could be making a difference. If you hate Facebook's timeline, I don't hate Facebook's timeline. There's nothing about Facebook that I hate.
Because you're not on it.
That's exactly right. Anyway, but it could be going away. The timeline could be going away. Not the look and feel of the timeline, just the name. A trial began yesterday between Facebook and Timelines Incorporated in a case over the social network's timeline profile feature, which Timeline says infringes on its trademark because it uses that word, okay? because it says Timeline, and the name of their company is timelines.com. So Facebook says that the word timeline is generic, so I guess we'll end up in court, and only the attorneys will get rich over that deal. So we'll see. And the cinnamon challenge. Do you know the cinnamon challenge?
Yeah, oh, my gosh, yes.
It can cause lung collapsing.
Wait,
have you taken it, Kevin?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You sounded awfully
vehement. You jumped right into that.
No, I saw that like the first day it went online because I, you know, what's this? So I watched it years ago.
Yeah.
And then when it really blew up, I'm going on a different stage. It just, it's awful. I mean, it's horrible to watch.
Well, and again, we'll talk about it in the next half hour, but apparently there are people who will do that. I cannot imagine in my life, but yeah, some real health concerns with that.
It's time for spring cleaning, and the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event can help. Bring your paint, computers, batteries, pesticides, motor oil, expired medicines, and household cleaning products April 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the University Services Building. Take Harvey Road going east from Highway 6. Entrance is on the left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. For more information, call 764-3800 or visit them online at bbswma.com.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. 75 for a high temperature today with south winds at about 10 miles an hour. Should be nice. But a 40% chance of showers tonight and kind of breezy. North winds at 15 to 20 and a low of 48. We're back up to 62 tomorrow. We're up to 72 on Thursday with a 40% chance of rain. And then we're back into the 80s as we head on into the weekend. So kind of a little wind shift and cooler, as we were telling you earlier in Amarillo this morning. 29 degrees and winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. So not comfy up there, and they may get some frozen precipitation. But here, at least a little bit of a change, and then it's kind of back to what we've been enjoying. Right now, the winds are south at 12, 87% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we have 65 degrees out there.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last Tuesday, I said if the Boston Marathon bomber turned out to be Muslim, that Muslims could rest assured the media would circle the wagons and say this is not because of Islam, it's a lone wolf. I also predicted if it turned out to be a crazy domestic terrorist, everybody'd look for a real or imagined connection to conservatives, who would all be tarred and feathered. Well, last Tuesday, Salon published an article by David Sirota titled, Let's Hope the Boston Marathon Bomber is a White American, because in Sirota's view, white terrorists are treated better than Islamic terrorists. We now know the terrorists were brothers with a Chechen background. One brother's dead, run over by his younger sibling, escaping in an SUV. The LA Times reports that our government had intel, perhaps from Russia, that the dead brother was an Islamic radical. Self-described very religious Muslim, the older brother was also a boxer. So get this. The Boston Globe reports researchers want to examine his brain for injuries to perhaps explain his violence, because there just has to be a reason. Maybe boxing, maybe football, soccer. Meanwhile, the younger brother, now recovering at Beth Israel Hospital, became a naturalized American citizen last September 11th, the same day Ambassador Chris Stevens was killed in a terror attack in Benghazi, which Obama blamed on a movie maker who's still in jail. So Salon got half their wish. One of the terrorists is a white American, after all.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. What began Sunday as a birthday party at O'Brien Park ended with an arrest for assault with a deadly weapon. But Police Lieutenant Shireen Gideon says it didn't need to end that way. Gideon says that 23-year-old Robert Moore was beaten up once at Bonham Park by three male relatives. Then Moore is accused of pulling a gun on them as they approached him outside O'Brien's home and beat him up a second time. Gideon says a neighbor who saw Moore standing with the gun in the street called 911.
Had he not gone over to the house and pulled the shotgun, the original offense would have been assault on the three subjects that are now considered the victim. Had he just called the police at that time, he would have been the only victim. Now, it doesn't say that he can't file charges on them for the assaults, both assaults.
Gideon says Moore could file charges on the first attack and possibly the second, claiming self-defense. One person stepping forward to tell police he had been sexually abused 11 years ago has led to the accused admitting to contact with multiple victims. Yesterday, before jury selection started in his trial, 48-year-old Jesus Marcano of Bryan entered a plea agreement. He will serve at least 20 years in prison before he becomes eligible for parole. Prosecutors say Marcano met the victims while he was a reporter for the local Hispanic newspaper and coaching youth soccer, where he would gain the confidence of the children's parents. A friend of the first victim, who lived in the same apartment complex as Marcano, gave police multiple pictures of children going in and out, which led investigators to identifying a total of four victims. A $120 million plant is proposed for the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
The city council considers a non-annexation agreement during tonight's meeting. Quadrum Pipe and Tube is supposed to buy 183 acres and in the fourth year of a 10-year agreement pay the equivalent of half what they would be charged in property taxes. The company would hire at least 285 employees with a minimum payroll of $10 million. In exchange, the city will not pursue annexation during the 10-year period. It's the only agreement the city has to consider. Brazos County still has to take action. And last week, the Bryan School Board voted to pursue negotiations to receive payments in lieu of the company paying property taxes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Yesterday marked the first day back to school for students affected by last Wednesday's explosion in West. Meanwhile, the National Trade Association, representing fertilizer manufacturers, was taken by surprise by last week's explosion.
Our folks will be looking at this, trying to figure out what happened. If there are lessons to be learned from this, that we do learn them and stay open to looking and investigating what happened.
Kathy Mathers of the Fertilizer Institute says at this time of year, it's unusual for there to be enough product to generate the size of explosion. She says farmers have already fertilized their crops, and this is the off-season for fertilizer rates. A reminder, you can make a cash donation to assist the explosion victims through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund at BCS locations of the bank and trust. By the end of the summer, you could move into a house designed and built by Aggie students. Groundbreaking took place recently on the first project involving A&M's College of Architecture and the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation. Executive Vice President Paul Turney says it will be the seventh house in the Falls Creek subdivision, which was acquired following the nationwide mortgage collapse 5 years ago.
We've put six homes out there so far. They're pier and beam, three-bedroom, two-bath homes, Energy Star certified, that are for sale anywhere from $117,000 up to $128,000. The lots are an acre or larger in size. There's a community lake that's owned by the Homeowners Association there, and it's a gem of a development that's targeted for people earning at or below 80% of median income.
Turney says up to $30,000 in down payment assistance is available. The subdivision is in an unincorporated area of Bryan off Mumford Road, south of FM 2818. More online and distance classes are among the reasons why Blinn College students will have to pay more next year.
So what we're looking at is additional server capacity, additional staff and personnel to ramp up our distance education and online offerings considerably so that we can prepare for what we know is going to be a big part of our strategic plan.
Spokesman Brandon Webb says the combined increase for tuition and fees amounts to $6 a credit hour. Blinn is also starting a summer orientation program.
Funding could be very well tied and will be increasingly tied to student success and student retention. We also need to be tracking how well students are achieving their goals.
And Blinn plans to cover the state's $1.5 million obligation in the teacher retirement program. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before, to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The weather for today, partly to mostly cloudy skies at times. Temperatures into the mid to upper 70s during this afternoon. We may squeeze out a shower tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy and 50. And a cooler day coming up on Wednesday with a lot of clouds. Chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and low to mid 60s. Risk of a shower at night, down around 55 then. A little milder by Thursday, upper 60s to low 70s. Mostly cloudy, though, maybe a passing shower. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a shake, we'll find out what's going on with A&M baseball on the road. Also, a transfer from A&M basketball. More in sports with playoffs in the NBA, too. And we'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
It's 7:40 right now. I'm going to make a phone call to see if I get up. I don't know if we'll catch him or not. Trying to find our general manager.
I think I saw him walking through the hallway.
Yeah. Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
So are you nearby?
Yeah, I'm just down the hall.
Oh, are you? Are you doing something important down there?
What is your real question?
Everything he does is important.
I had some fascinating news I was going to share with you.
Well, perhaps I should wander down to your end of the hallway.
Great.
Is that what we're really asking?
That'd be wonderful. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, very well. Thank you.
Hey, bye.
That's what kind of stroke Scott has.
Yeah, but he's
pick up the phone, call the GM and say, "Hey, could you come down to the studio?" The GM comes.
But he sounds a bit testy this morning.
So oh,
not,
yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see. It's always interesting when we have Ben come join us. I had a story this morning also in my prep service that I was going to send to him, but I haven't done that yet, so I'll hope to do that in a minute.
You just hand it to him now.
Yeah, your prep service, the source for the greatest and the all-time best undergraduate research projects.
I know.
Conducted the day before the papers due in America.
How could we not
love that one today. You know, 2 days ago we were hearing about how women are victimized at car places because they have to pay like 75% more than men when they buy a car.
Now we're finding out now.
Oh, yeah. Boy. On your research, take a woman with you. They're great car buyers. They get cars for a half price.
And today,
whatever.
And today, where to stand in the elevator.
Oh, boy.
See?
I'm just trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to tell the people who call today. That's why I got here early today.
Did you?
Well, yeah. Kat apparently exercised her graduate school level vocabulary.
Oh, did she? What, did she use a big word again?
No, she used a four-letter word.
Oh, yeah.
Already blanked.
It was toot.
Yeah. Poop.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Were you shaving when she did that so you could cut yourself?
Come on. It's not like I'm the worst who's
stop,
ever
stop,
said
stop,
something.
Stop.
We're not going to get into a competition.
Boy, the worst part would have been if she had said, "It's not like I said."
It's not like when so-and-so said.
Have we ever
But they did use that word last night at that Peace 107 movie I went to see.
Really?
Peace 107 unveiled a movie last night called Home Run.
I wanted to see it so badly.
Well, you know, for an indie like that, there were some serious production values in that. It was beautifully photographed and it was, you know, and it wasn't any, and there was none of that, "But wait, where are you going?" stuff. It was, you know, it was a real movie.
Did you get to hug the Chick-fil-A cow? Because that's what I wanted to do.
No, I had Lily with me, and she's so funny about me picking cows over her. The other thing about hugging the Chick-fil-A cow and any costume creature like that is you really don't know what you're getting.
That's right.
And there's no need, you know, going all Forrest Gump on that. Yeah, and, you know, it's like a box of chocolates hugging big furry creatures.
Going all Forrest Gump on us, yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that's good. I had two stories for you today.
Oh, good, good.
The first one, older and wiser and more distracted.
Mm-hmm.
As we age, the parts of the brain that specialize in daydreaming get
more active.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. That's because our brains work harder in youth and even middle age, absorbing new information. But, of course, by the time you get to this age,
you know everything.
Of course.
What's the point?
Yeah. And it dulls your effect.
Hmm.
Researchers have found the older and wiser can use their newfound imagination to their advantage. If you need to remember to buy milk, for instance, picture yourself taking it off the shelf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and if you can remember somebody else's name, then all the better for you.
which undergraduate psychology class did this work?
Here's the real story.
The real story is what Paul Simon told me that day.
And you know it's true.
You met Paul Simon?
Oh, please.
Look, a name dropper.
Do this after the show. Yes, we
talked,
met Paul Simon.
We actually talked about it on the air, about I was going to have 30 seconds to talk to Paul Simon. What would you suggest I say to him? Mm-hmm. And probably some of the most lame ideas ever that came into WTAW came in that morning.
Sure, that's
but
right.
I asked Paul Simon, because he had a new album that had come out, I asked him what his creative process was, how his creative process was different now that he was older rather than during the Bridge Over Troubled Water and Garfunkel days. And he actually had an answer. He liked that question.
He did.
He wandered around with me, and we talked about it a little bit. He said that when he was younger, to write songs, he had to think about it. He had to rhyme. He had to get a dictionary. He had to work at it. But now that he's older, poetry just occurs to him.
Well, cool.
It occurs as poetry in his head when he sees it.
So there's something to look forward to about getting older, huh?
Wish I had a gift for poetry, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so here we go.
They were standing by.
I have another career for you. What is that?
It's my sound effect.
We can't
here.
Hear it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm ready.
Wow.
I mean, no, I got them all. I got.
That's probably a little more accurate.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Please fire when ready.
We get a thing called the prep service, which tells us, it's kind of an aggregator, brings us information. Obviously,
yeah, right.
Today we got the service that was meant for Aggie 96, and I don't know why we got it, because it says, England's famous Stonehenge.
Oh, boy.
Is there another Stonehenge, Las Vegas or something?
I nearly spit that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
England's famous Stonehenge.
Not to be confused with the other Stonehenges out there, but the original.
Yeah,
anyway.
I was taking the Stonehenge tour the other day.
English Heritage, the agency that maintains Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Looking for a GM. You want to see his face.
The desire of your heart.
Are they really?
Yep. Looking for a general manager to look after Stonehenge and
How hard could that job be? It's rocks.
Don't leave us, Mr.
Hang
Downs.
Hang out with the druids.
leave us, Mr. Downs.
The quote dynamic.
I've nearly been arrested at Stonehenge.
I know.
I mean, this is great. That's
the dynamic.
Twice.
That's probably.
Twice.
See, the facial recognition thing will get you. I'm sorry. You can't get the job.
Oh.
The dynamic and inspirational leader that gets the job will earn $100,000 a year and be managing a staff of about 180 people.
I could do that.
180 people? Look, where else are you going to find?
I could do that. Most of them are people my age anyway that are kind of, I don't know, but I can make up an answer if you like. So,
but again, it's 180 people who think it's important to be at Stonehenge. Tell me how weird they are.
I engaged one of those people in a sternly worded conversation. I said that if one of the gargoyles at St. Paul's were to fall off, you guys would fall all over yourself trying to put that thing back up there, and yet you refuse to restack the stones at Stonehenge. I said, it's because you're an American you think that way. No, it is not. It is not. I think that they should restore Stonehenge, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Anything else there that's built that falls apart, they're going to fix.
That OCD thing really gets him every once in a while.
Mr. Downs was OCD.
Those rocks are just laying everywhere.
Other responsibilities include helping to plan the summer and winter solstice rituals.
Been there, done that.
Okay, and helping to keep the dignity of the stones.
I could do that.
They're rocks.
Because they made me take my shoes off before I nearly got arrested the first time.
when they mention the dignity of
stones. So you can't actually walk past this line. Oh, really? Yeah. That's when I started taking my shoes off, and my family all moved away from me.
We don't know. Once again, they're looking for a general manager. When they talk now, however, keeping the dignity of the stones, all I can think of is the cover of the Live at Leeds album by Who.
It doesn't have to be boring. And it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate
beat those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Conflict over finances can be hard on a marriage. In fact, couples who argue about money are twice as likely to divorce as those who don't. So over the next couple of days, let's talk about how to develop a financial team strategy. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Money issues won't be resolved until you both understand what drives your motivations. So, the first step is to figure out the underlying causes of your disagreements. For example, some use money to compensate for a deprived childhood or to ease depression or anxiety. So, when you're talking about how you spend money, ask your spouse, what's our goal in this? If either of your answers is about finding fulfillment or escaping pain, you'll probably want to reconsider how you're using money. Similar conversations should take place regarding financial goals. To get on the same page, you'll need some common ground about spending and saving. In these early stages, the details aren't as crucial as seeking agreement on general goals. Once you're headed in the same direction, it'll be easier to find creative solutions. Above all, emphasize the health of your relationship over the minutiae of budgets and savings accounts. And speaking of budgets, there's some practical ideas that can help alleviate conflict as well. Tomorrow, we'll discuss some of those. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about building a stronger foundation for your marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:52. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball hits the road to San Marcos for a 6:30 game tonight against Texas State. Aggies are looking to get back on the winning track after losing 2 of 3 at Arkansas. A&M is 10-1 in midweek games, outscoring opponents 73-30, and Mikey Reynolds owns a 39-game streak of successfully reaching base at least once, despite only having one plate appearance in each of his last 4 games. All the action for Aggie baseball, of course, here on WTAW. As we've reported about 2 weeks ago, Peyton Little has decided to transfer. We now know where. She's headed to OU. Little will sit out next season and will have 3 seasons of eligibility for the Sooners. Little will played in all 35 games for A&M last season. She averaged 4.5 points a game and 1.2 rebounds per game. A&M Athletics Sports Option is wrapping up. If you're looking to get your tickets, current A&M students enrolling in the 13-14 academic year who purchased a sports option last year are eligible to register through this Friday. If you did not, your registration starts on Saturday. The 2013 NFL Draft is Thursday. Most still take A&M lineman and Outland Trophy winner Luke Jokel as the first pick in the first round, and they're going to he's going to the Kansas City Chiefs. But, of course, all of that is subject to change. Ryan Milam, former head coach of the perennial powerhouse Indian River State College, has been named men's associate head swimming coach at A&M. Milam, a four-year swimming letterman at the University of South Carolina, joins the team that recently posted its 18th straight top 25 finish in the NCAAs. A&M sophomore Jeremy Efferding of the tennis team was named to the SEC All-Tournament team. He was 2-0 in singles, knocking off two top 75 opponents on his way to helping the team to the semifinals. In Major League Baseball, A.J. Brzezinski was doing pretty well yesterday.
Eyes went out to deep right center field. Hamilton is back at the wall, and Texas is going to have the lead. 7-6 Rangers. Brzezinski with his fourth home run of the season.
It was all knotted up in the ninth inning with two outs when he lifted that one out for a 7-6 win over the Angels. Felix Hernandez picked six scoreless innings, and his 100th career win in Seattle beat the Astros 7-1. And let's jump across the pond, shall we?
Wild scenes of joy at Old Trafford. Manchester United have reclaimed the crown. They are champions for the 20th time.
They finally wrapped things up. Robin Van Persie had a hat trick in the first half with the 3-0 win against Aston Villa. In the NBA playoffs, Carlos Boozer had 13 points and 12 rebounds as the Bulls beat the Brooklyn Nets for the evening up the Eastern Conference. The LA Clippers edged Memphis last night, 93-91. And Knicks guard J.R. Smith, who came into the season thinking he would be a starter for New York, came away this year with NBA's Sixth Man Award that was presented on Monday. That's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Traditionally, the springtime, best time to sell your house. At least that's the way it has been forever and ever. That's what they say.
It's a great time to list your house, no doubt. And, of course, things are fantastic right now in Bryan College Station in the real estate market.
Exactly. How fantastic.
Well, let's talk about March.
Okay.
If we compare the last 3 years, in 2011 and 2012 in March, we sold between 26 and 27 million in real estate. This year, over 35 million.
So better.
So a substantial jump. We're seeing some real changes in the market.
So like everything else, we're kind of in the bubble. And not only did we survive what everybody else has had to deal with, but we've actually been thriving now in March.
We have been thriving. And some of the changes that we're seeing is really a shift from what's been more of a buyer's market to more of a seller's market right now. The other component of that is the fact that we haven't seen a lot of homes listing. So inventory is low. Demand is really high. We're seeing multiple bids on the quality homes that are priced well. So if you need to sell your home, now's the time to get it listed.
Visit ZARealestate.com.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
3 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, we've gotten Ben a new job. As far as we need to do. So, the next time that you're dining out, order the first thing that catches your eye.
Really?
Yeah. A recent survey analyzed the way that we choose our food and measured its satisfaction by an experiment. Now, I'm thinking as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, okay, what if you go to a restaurant where they have pictures on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's helpful.
The way that you order at Sonic is going to be different than the way that you order at Christopher's. I'm just saying, you know.
You think?
And prices have something to do with that, too, I would say. Satisfaction of flavor and, you know, largeness of meal
I can't order at Sonic. I cannot.
Why?
Are you unable to press the button, sir?
I do the drive-thru. Thank you, and you're fired. I do the drive-thru, and the options kill me. It's like ordering at Starbucks. Now, I love Sonic. I eat there probably 2 days a week.
Say what you want, and don't look at the pictures. Can you do that?
I guess. Do you order the soft drinks, the drinks there, Kat?
Oh, Catherine? Yes.
Okay, what do you order?
I always get a cherry limeade, but it has to be big enough to make sure that they put cherries in it.
It's a cherry? Okay.
I feel cheated if there's no cherry in the bottom of my cherry limeade.
Like a cherry limeade cream soda with bacon only hold the bacon and the yogurt. I mean, I'm what?
And two blueberries.
Can you please write that down for me, honey? And then, of course, I forget Lily has awful handwriting, so there's no telling what she gets. Last time I think I ordered for her, she got fresh squeezed cat's milk.
Why don't you just drink unsweet tea? That's really easy. You know, they do that.
Well, actually, I just get the food and go home and drink water.
That'll even work as well. But
we had one of those guys who could put the numbers together and saw how much cheaper it was for me to order a meal the other day.
See?
And I spent like 2 minutes arguing with him. No, I don't want a number one. So I just want a cheeseburger and some tater tots. Well, it's cheap. Well, it's a number one if you get a drink. I don't want a drink. Sir, it's cheaper. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.